Okay, two days ago we were learning about a chuppah. The custom is to make a chuppah under the sky, even if it's pouring, it's our custom. But there's a very interesting argument in halacha. If you're allowed to make a chuppah, okay, you're allowed to make a chuppah indoors. That's allowed to. The question is, are you allowed to make a chuppah inside a shul? I'm talking about in the place where you daven, not the social hall. So there are opinions in halacha, believe it or not. Today the world is lenient, but not everybody is lenient. Some opinions say you're not allowed to make a chuppah in a shul because of what's called chukas hagoy. The goyim used to make, Jews used to make chuppahs outside. This whole inyan of making it inside a synagogue, temple, was a goyish tradition. The goyim would make it inside the church. So there are many poskim in halacha, I'm talking about from 200 years to less than 200 years ago and less even, that to maintain you're not allowed to make a chuppah inside a shul. Other people say, no, you could, it's not actually chuppah sagai. In fact, Chassam Sefer, he brings it here. Chassam Sefer makes a whole tumult about making it inside the shul. You should make it in the courtyard of the shul. And it's, some people say it's chuppah sagai. But whatever, you know.
What is considered a
shul? Shul that they pray in.
No, I mean in what in America call conservative or reform. Can you?
A lot of people wouldn't do it. A lot of people wouldn't do it inside those places. But I'm saying even in an Orthodox shul, it is still halachically, technically questionable. But it's interesting. That's only for the first wedding. A second wedding for both man and woman, you dafka do it inside. So to speak, to show a difference between first wedding, second weddings. And that's only if they want to do it outside, they're allowed to. It's not forbidden. But the custom is, the concept of doing a chuppah outside is only by a first-time marriage of a boy and girl. Okay, now, let's discuss a little bit about a Jewish chuppah, the process, the various different customs in having a chuppah, and different types of different customs in the actual marriage ceremony. So you have like this. You have in a typical Ashkenazic wedding, okay, we'll go a Chabad wedding. So okay, let's do a Chabad wedding. The first thing of the wedding is, first of all, the day of the wedding, the chosin says al chet, the chosin fasts, and all that. Our custom is that the chosin, out of the chosin, begins davening with a gartel. In our times, I mean, he still do it, it's not directly from the Rebbe. When we got married, the custom was the chosin stood outside the Rebbe's door, and when the Rebbe came out to mincha, the Rebbe would give you his siddur. The Rebbe had two, maybe even more, but the Rebbe one siddur he always davened with. And then when they have a very similar siddur, which is also the Rebbe's siddur, and the Rebbe would give it to the chassan and tell him in Yiddish, you should ask for all good things. Okay, and then they davened, and they would give back the siddur to the office when they were done davening mincha, with al-chet and everything. Even now, they still, the people that give out the Rebbe's siddur, when you get married, you go, you know, they take care of it. Now, when you have what's called, the first thing is what's called the Kabbalah's Panim. Kabbalah's Panim literally means greeting the face of the chosin, the kala, the people that are coming. So there are many different customs. What do you do at a Kabbalah's Panim? Many times they sing songs. Many times the chosin will say a Dvar Torah in many circles. In our circles, our custom is basically the chosin says a maimer, repeats a Chassidic discourse. Now, years ago, they used to repeat the Chassidic discourse that the previous Rebbe said at our Rebbe's wedding in 1929, the Rebbe said a Maimer at the wedding, that was the Maimer he said, and that was the Maimer Chassidim said for many, many, many years. There was a time later that the Rebbe edited a maimer that the Rebbe himself said in honor of his wedding anniversary. Also, l'chodeidi l'kraskala, based on the previous Rebbe's maimer. So now, when we got married, we only had that maimer to do, so we only said the Friedrich Rebbe's maimer. Now they do the Rebbe's maimer l'chodeidi, which is based on. And the previous Rebbe, when he began saying the, before he started saying the maimer, he says like this: it's known that at all weddings, up to three generations of parents come, even from Olam HaEmes, from Gan Eden. By some people, more than three generations. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, I'm going to say now a Chassidic discourse that has in it from the Alter Rebbe, Mittler Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, Marash, and his father, the Rebbe Rashab, and he's inviting them through this to the wedding. Because we learned, when you say something, the Gemara says, when you say something, Yireh Kilu Bala Shmo Einem Eimed Kenegdei. When you say something in the name of somebody, so that person is opposite you, learning it with you, so to speak. So the Rebbe said, the Friedrich Rebbe said, by mentioning all the Maimorim, all the Rebbeim in the Maimor, he actually is inviting all the Rebbes to come to the Chuppah. So that's what we do at the Kabbalah's Panim. Many guys, and this is more lately than before, lately stopped already, but they would sing, like we do Seder Nigunim, you know, and Matzah Yom Tov, so they would sing at the Kabbalah's Panim the Nigun of all the Rebbeim. But then it depends how much time you have, who's running it, what's going on. You know, there's a lot of issues you have to take into consideration. But many times, they sing the Nugunim for all the Rabbeim, again, to bring, inviting the Rebbe to the weddings. All the Rabbeim to the weddings. After the Kabbalah is upon him, you have what's called Badekinish. Badekinish is a Yiddish word which means to cover. Badekin means to put a cover. Chazin goes to the Kala, and puts a veil over her face. That, in the Maimer, it's explained that that's the Hashpa connected, the external connection, and then the wedding is the internal connection. It's very, very spiritual what goes on at a Kabbalah's Panim. B'chal, the whole wedding is very spiritual. So at the Kabbalah's Panim, the Chazan says a Maimer, and then you fill out the paperwork, the Tanoim, the Ksuba, you know, that's also done at Kabbalah's Panim. Unless if they do it earlier. And then you go, the chosin goes, accompanied by two fathers, the both fathers. They go to the kala, they put the veil over the kala's face. And then the custom is the parents, if there's grandparents, give a bracha to the kala. It's like you would there of Yom Kippur, of Shabbos, whenever people bless their children. The father of the girl, and then the father of the girl, and then the father of the boy. And if there's grandparents, you know, they come and they give a blessing to the kala.
Men.
That's, I'm done with the custom. Men. I was at one chasana where a mother also did it, but a Lubavitcher wedding. But generally speaking, the fathers do it, and the grandfathers do it.
If the father has passed on,
then he doesn't do it. Then somebody else that walks him down, we'll explain about the interfere later, then they could, if they want, they could do it. If it's not a relative, they don't. Then you go back, and it's interesting, by the world chuppas, even the frum chuppas, going to Badekinish and walking away from the Badekinish, they sing very lively songs, and they're dancing in front of the chosin, and they're dancing it. In our circles, the chuppah is a very holy time. It's one of the few times where you could sing the Alter Rebbe's Nigun. So going to Badekinish, they sing the Alter Rebbe's Nigun. Going to the chuppah, they sing the Alter Rebbe's Nigun when they're walking down, the chosin and the kala, they're walking down. So they sing the Alter Rebbe's Nigun. So we don't dance in all the, that's after the chuppah. After the chuppah is when the happiness of the wedding starts. Until the chuppah, it's a very serious time. They sing the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, which happens to be a very serious Nigun. So they sing that Nigun. And then the chosin gets dressed. Well, Shadi gets dressed. So again, there's a million different customs. So what our custom is, The chassan wears a kittel. So he wears, let's say, he has a kapata, let's say. So he wears a kapata. He wears a kittel over the kapata and a coat over the kittel. That the kittel shouldn't be that noticeable. But that's our custom. You're a kapata, a kittel, the white thing you wear on Yom Kippur over the kapata and over that the thing. Now our custom is as follows. The chassan does not have any knots on him at the time of the chuppah, which means if his shoelaces are tie shoes, he undoes them, tucks them into the shoe, he undoes his tie, which you don't see anyway because he's wearing a kittel with a coat, you don't see it anyway. And the chassan has nothing in his pockets. And that's the custom is even, let's say, if there's cufflinks, he undoes the cufflinks. There should be no knots except the knot of the chassan and the kallah. No other knots. That's how, again, this is not halacha, it's custom. Our custom to do it. And therefore, one second. So the guy wears a kapot. He puts a kittel over the kapot. And then when you tie the gartel, normally you tie it in, right? Over there, they don't tie it in. By the chuppah, you just tuck it under. That it, there's no knot. It's so fun. Yeah, what do you want? No, tzitzis, yeah, that's a mitzvah. But I'm saying beside them, you're right. But tzitzis is a mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah. But it must be funny. Okay. Just remember you're on tape. Yeah?
Belt is no problem.
Belt is not a problem.
And a clip-on tie that's already knotted, but there's just a clip that clips on. Is that considered?
They'll take it off.
Take it off?
I mean, they usually don't wear bow ties like that. They usually wear these ties, but, yeah.
That was the same as the burial. That's why you have no knots.
You like that one. So here's, it's like a burial where you don't,
right,
I mean.
I wanted to say that. Knots.
No, that's why you wear, that's why you wear the kittel. It's not mamish like a burial. I mean, it's not a burial. It's like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you wear white to remind us of the day we die. And Rabbi Chosin is his lifetime Yom Kippur. You know, every year does him, but this is his lifetime Yom Kippur. It could be. We were always learned that the reason is because you don't want any other knots except the knot between the Chosin and the
Kippur. All the Amarot of Chosin and Chala are forgiven?
What?
When they get married.
To Rashi and Chumash, yeah.
Is forgiven?
Yep. Don't worry, it doesn't take too long to start again. What?
It's the mile of being forgiven then as opposed to every Yom Kippur or anytime in the Shiva.
Again, every Yom Kippur you're talking forgiven. This is a special Yom Kippur, it's the Yom Kippur of your lifetime. There's a Yom Kippur weekly, there's a Yom Kippur daily. When you go to sleep at night, you read Shema, that's the mini Yom Kippur of the day. Thursday night, the last night before Shabbos, is the Yom Kippur for the week. Then you have the month, Erev Rosh Chodesh is the monthly. Then you have yearly. And then you have Mamash when a person gets married.
Yeah, but if you have...
There's more Kapot of Avedas then, like Rashi said, Machlas Bas Yishmael Ches Nevoyis in Pashas Chesara.
But Yom Kippur, you're doing that shul for the whole year as well. It's not
but this is a lifetime.
Same thing, I mean, you're doing
shuvah,
it's not like...
Yeah, but it's a different, it's a higher level of Yom Kippur. It's a kain, like I said, a chassidish told me on the day of my wedding, after the Kabbalah's Panim, when we were about to go to 770 for the chuppah, he told me that the Pilu Paritcher said, it was a big chassid of the Mitzvah Rebbe Tzalach Tzedek, he said that a chassin going to the chuppah is like the kain gadol going into the Holy of Holies, and it's the expression in Yiddish, it's a shod and mikita sop a kin for the hand. It's a shame it's giving over to a little kid in the hands. In other words, the chassan, what is a little kid? What does he understand about going into the... So chuppah is a very holy time.
It's higher than Yom Kippur.
Yeah, it's his life Yom Kippur. Just like the yearly Yom Kippur is holier than the monthly one, which is holier than the weekly one, which is holier than the daily one. So this is the ultimate Yom Kippur for his life.
Also her life.
What?
Also
for her, yeah. For Chassan and Kala. They forgive him for all the sins. Okay, so now, so the Chassan gets dressed, and then they walk. Now, many different people have different customs. Officially, Okay, no, continue. Machat shinis ma mayse may mach bay vo main kin shvla galte da bkhana ma